Today on More to Life, this looks like a job for Super Parent. Want to be a more confident Catholic parent? Looking for new tools to help you build a faith-filled family life and raise great godly kids? We'll show you how. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, this looks like a job for Super Parent.
Now, where is that parent,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
You know,
we're all saying, yeah, I think so, but it can't be me. Not me. I don't got that. Who's going to come help?
We all feel like there are certain days where somebody else needs to come in and handle these kids. You know, somebody else needs to come
we're
in and handle
this situation. We're done babysitting. We're the real parents. They're going to fix this. We all have those moments in life.
But the good news, and maybe the bad news, is we're it.
Each and every one of you who has been given a child to take care of and raise.
And we want to help you be a more confident Catholic parent. Help you find those new tools to build a faith-filled family life and raise great godly kids. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And whether your questions have more to do with your feelings about being enough as a Catholic parent, you know, having the confidence that you need to feel good about your role as a Catholic parent, or you're looking for more specific guidance on handling a particular challenge with one of your kids, or you're looking for some help in creating a more meaningful family faith and prayer life, or building a more loving, joyful, peaceful family life, we are here to help you get the skills and help you develop the confidence that you need to celebrate the family life God wants for you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And whether you are actively parenting your child or you're the grandparent that's helping raise that child, you're probably hitting the time of year where you're just thinking, the monkeys have gone crazy in this circus, and are they really mine? Do I have to do this? It's a tough time of year where we're lagging, we're exhausted, and we're just thinking, there's no structure. Everybody's misbehaving. I can't do this much longer because I'm going to lose my mind. If you're going through any of that for any reason today, and whether you're dealing with little tiny kids that keep changing on you every 2 seconds, those school-age kids who are getting their own decisive personalities and you're not sure how to deal with them or the struggles they're going through, or you thought you were done raising them, but you found out you're always a parent and you're always worried about them and you always want to be able to lead them and guide them in some way, and you don't know what to do about this particular situation, we are here for you today on More to Life. Just give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You don't have to look around for someone else to be the super parent. We can help you fill those shoes. 877-573-7825. You know, we can all do it with a little help from each other. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And you might be wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how can it help me be the parent that I'd like to be or raise godly kids? Well, you've come to the right place, and those are great questions. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a huge question. Basically, he said, if we looked at everything God has given us, creation, scripture, salvation history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships. And that resulted in the theology of the body.
Now, in St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body, he offers Catholic parents a powerful, grace-filled vision for family life that can transform how we all see our role and mission. In a world that often sends very mixed messages about things like identity and love and purpose, the Theology of the Body reminds us that family life is actually the primary place where human beings develop their fundamental understanding that they are beloved sons and daughters of God. What it means to be loved by God and share that love with others and develop the skills that enable them to create healthy, godly relationships with the people who share their lives. Now, these truths give parents a clear mission and renewed confidence in their calling to form their children's hearts and souls in love. According to the Church, parenting is more than just a job. It's actually a ministry.
Well, that's right. And through the sacrament of marriage, husbands and wives become co-workers with God, entrusted with a sacred task, nurturing new life and guiding children toward heaven. The Theology of the Body deepens this understanding by revealing how the love between husbands and wives and the self-giving love they share with their children reflects God's own life-giving love. You know, every bedtime prayer, every difficult conversation, every act of patient listening or correction becomes a way to make God's love visible. For Catholic parents, this theology offers a clear and inspiring mission to build a family rooted in love, dignity, and faith. It challenges parents to be intentional witnesses of God's design for human relationships and to raise kids who don't just know the faith, but live it with a passion. And that way, you know, the Theology of the Body isn't just theology. It's actually a roadmap for building a vibrant, joyful domestic church. And we want to unpack those tools for you today on More to Life. The show is titled, This Looks Like a Job for a Super Parent, as we kind of take a tongue-in-cheek approach to the idea that we all feel like maybe we're being asked to do more than we're able to do here when it comes to raising godly kids. And wouldn't it be nice if a superhero could come kind of swoop in and take over the job for us? Well, with God's grace, we can be those super parents, those parents that are able to do what God is asking us to do with, again, His grace and the support from, well, folks like us and the whole community of listeners here on More to Life. So give us a call, 877-573-7825. Do you sometimes struggle to feel as confident as you'd like to be as a Catholic parent? Are you looking for tools to help your child overcome a particular behavior problem or challenge they're facing? Would you like to discover ways to help your kids really own their Catholic faith or create a more meaningful family faith life or prayer life? Maybe you're wondering how to build a more loving, joyful, peaceful family life in general. Whatever your questions are, let us help you get the skills you need to confidently celebrate the family life God wants for you. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift of family. We thank you for the gift of children. But Lord, often we feel like we're just not enough to rise to the challenges that come in front of us as we try to raise godly kids and build godly families. We all want to, but we're not quite sure how. So we bring our families to you. And we ask you, Lord, to teach us how to be the parents that you are calling us to be, the parents our children need us to be, so that we can lead them and guide them, so that we can capture their hearts and bring those hearts to you, so that we can build families that are witnesses of your love, and that can help our children understand what it means to live as beloved sons and daughters of God. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Holy Family, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, this looks like a job for Super Parent, as we talk about those times when we just need a little extra shot of confidence to be the Catholic parent that we're called to be. If you're looking for ways to be more confident in your role as a Catholic parent, to build a more faithful, joyful, peaceful family life, or overcome particular challenges that you're dealing with your kids, let's talk it out and help you find those grace-filled solutions. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we got an email from Natalie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. And she said, I'm kind of fried as a mom this summer. I've got four children, ages 9, 7, 4, and 1.5. During the school year, I feel in control of my time and what I do with my energy. I have time for my responsibilities and even some time for rest and prayer while the baby sleeps. But during the summer, it's constant havoc. Everybody's moods and immediate needs sap my energy. The house seems to always be in chaos, and any plans can change on a dime depending on the children's friends suddenly showing up or something else going on, and I just can't seem to breathe anymore. What can I do? For us, there's a lot of summer left, almost straight to the beginning of September, and I need help. And that's Natalie in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you so much for the question. And so when we're talking about this kind of thing, I think that what it comes down to is it is okay for you to have a schedule or to have a routine, to not feel like you are subject to just whatever happens to your family and that you have to roll with that.
Absolutely true. And I think that we as moms, whether we have our kids home for the summer, or they're young and they're not going to school yet, or even if we choose to homeschool, it's very important for us to kind of think about ourselves as both the managers of our family life, but also almost put ourselves into the role of how would I handle this, or how would I want the person who is my child's teacher to handle their day. You have, you know, four kids who are in either preschool or grade school at this point. Well, the upper three are, and then the baby at home. And if your, let's say, 9 and 7-year-old, or even the 4-year-old in preschool, goes off to school, and the teacher just decides, I'll just handle what comes at me all day with the, you know, group of kids that I'm given, depending on what they want to do, depending on everybody's mood, we're never going to stop and get a break. We're never going to clean up this classroom so that it's, you know, livable in. You'd kind of say this person needs some skills. You know, they need to get some classroom management skills. We as moms need to think of our day the same sort of way. And we need to take some time and say, what's a good time in this summer or during the year if they're home with you? What is a good time to get up? I may not have to get them on the school bus, but what's a good time to get them up so that we could get a midday nap for the baby, some quiet time for all of us? What's a good time to have lunch? When do I need to start my dinner prep? What kind of things are we going to do during this day? And I'm not talking about entertaining them all day. Yes, in the summer you may take day trips to the pool or a museum or whatever those things are. Put those on the schedule, but think about what you need to do during the day to get things going. So you could do, for example, put arts and crafts time on your schedule and have that scheduled for 45 minutes. And then the other 15 minutes of that hour, you're saying, okay, guys, everybody, we're going to the laundry room. We're going to turn over the laundry and fold the last load together for, you know, the next 15 minutes together. And then we're moving on to outside playtime for 45 minutes. And then take that next 15 minutes to do the next household chore. You want to have everything planned out, not in a lockstep kind of way, where it's like the bell rings and we have to move on, but in a way that flows through your day, gets stuff done, and plans around both needs and fun and calmness.
Well, and I think that you know, at the foundation of everything that Lisa is saying is the idea that you have, we're trying to give you permission to take charge of your day, to take and to create the family life that you want to have. I think that we have a tendency to allow some, you know, allow the school schedule to dictate what kind of family we're going to have, or this schedule to dictate what kind of family life we're going to have. And then the summer comes and there's no schedule, so it's just a free-for-all. And then you feel like you're constantly, you know, the tail is wagging the dog. You know, and you're stressed out because there's no plan.
There's no plan, but, and you're just kind of losing it, and they know it. So the less predictability children have in their day, the less of a sense that their grown-up has a plan and can handle it, the more chaotic they're going to be.
And you can, you know, you can build into that schedule, you know, time for their friends. You know, but if their friends come over and it's, you know, to go back to what Lisa was saying, you know, it's time where you all are folding the laundry together. There's nothing wrong with telling those friends to come back in half an hour.
Yeah, no, we had a wonderful neighbor, and we homeschooled and she homeschooled, but she had a completely different schedule than we did. I mean, God bless her. This mom had the whole family up by like 5 o'clock in the morning, and they would do their day, and her kids were done with school by 10 a.m. And her little boy, who we loved and we still see at church every week with his wife and kids, he would just wait on his bicycle at the top of our driveway until my kids were done hours later. And I'd have to say, sweetheart, like, we're just really in the midst of our day. You're going to be waiting a while. But we had to say, this is the time for friend time. And he knew it, and they knew it. And it worked out over time. We need to sort of set that schedule so that they know. And if you have to, put a sign on your door that said, you know, in the middle of something, playtime can be at, and put the number of whatever it is for you on the sign so they're not you know, knocking at your door and you don't feel bad, do it.
But the point is, you know, take charge. You have the right to take charge of your day, and to make sure that your family, you and your kids especially, are getting time, a little bit of time every day, to work and play and talk and pray together. Make those things sacrosanct. Build that into your day so that you have some predictability. And then work around those things to allow friend time or other whatever, a free play time or whatever it is, right? But don't feel that because there isn't some outside authority imposing a schedule on you, like school or whatever, that you don't have the right to create a structure to your day.
And just because you've gotten this far into the summer without it doesn't mean you can't start now. So you sit down with yourself, you kind of plan out, you know, what are the things you want to get done every day? What kinds of activities do you want to do every day? What are the big day out days? You kind of come up with this. Don't overthink it. Don't make it too hard. And then you sit down as a family, perhaps over dinner tomorrow night, because you're going to need a little time to plan this, and say, okay, kids, we were blowing off all of the school year stuff to kind of get the cobwebs out, to have some fun, to not be on a schedule, but now we really need to start to have more planned days so we can all have more fun and more calm and more connectedness. So this is how we're going to be doing this.
And if you'd like more support in sorting this out, this is the kind of thing we deal with every day on Catholic Home. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. You can download it wherever you get your apps and get daily coaching from Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors, plus tons of creative resources to make living the faith at home fun and help you be a more confident, effective Catholic parent. Check it out, Catholic H-O-M, Households on Mission. Download it wherever you get your apps. We'd love to see you there and continue the conversation, Natalie. Thanks so much for the question. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled, This Looks Like a Job for Super Parent, as we talk about those times when we feel like we could use a little extra shot of confidence and maybe a cape to go with it to handle those tough parenting situations, to feel more confident in our role of raising godly kids in a godless world, of building a more faithful, loving, effective family life. Whatever questions you've got, give us a call at 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She'll be sharing some insights on how you can be a more confident Catholic parent. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after this.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled, This Looks Like a Job for Super Parent. As we talk about those times when we just are struggling to feel like maybe we're not quite enough to handle this challenge or raise a godly family in an increasingly godless world, 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She specializes in the psychology of success and directs Catholic Counselors Program for Performance Excellence, where she works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other people of faith who have to be their best under pressure. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
It's wonderful being here, and I must say, I think you're made to do superhero voiceovers, but...
Yes, he is.
It's a side hustle for me. But, exactly. You know, you were gonna, so tell us, you know, in your work with your clients, how do you help, what are some of your go-to strategies to help parents feel like they can, you know, be more empowered and confident in their role?
I think that one of the biggest mindset shifts that we often need to make as parents is the idea that we need to parent to connect, not to impress. So often when our child is, you know, quote unquote, behaving in a way that we don't like, our self-talk immediately jumps to, what if they do this in front of X person? Or what if they keep doing this when they're older? Or, you know, maybe we're out in public and we think, what if, you know, what are other people going to think? I need to stop this behavior right now. You know, and while that self-talk is totally understandable, it causes us to focus on trying to control things that we can't control, i.e. our child's reaction in that moment, which then just causes us to react. And now we're just reacting back and forth with our child and feeling very powerless as we try to gain control of the situation. And the root behind that reaction is subconsciously trying to impress other people with our child's behavior. And when they're having a difficult moment, we worry about what they might be thinking. But if we make that mindset shift to connect rather than to impress, what we're actually doing is focusing on what we can control, which is our response to our child. No, you know, I can't control if my child's having a meltdown, but I can control the tone of my voice, the presence that I meet my child with, my attentiveness to their needs, or, you know, the gentle affection I offer them, or the clearly stated boundary I'm maintaining, you know, et cetera. And when I meet them with that connection first, that subsequently is going to have the effect that I ultimately want, which is a calmer and more cooperative child in that moment. So working to parent to connect rather than to impress just allows us to feel more confident and empowered because, A, we're focusing on what we can control, ourselves, which will always help us feel more empowered, and B, we will have just greater effectiveness in the moment because I'm being attentive to the needs of my child in that moment rather than just getting panicked about stopping a certain behavior as quickly as possible.
Well, I want to add, this doesn't only happen in parents' brains when we're around other people. I know as moms, I think dads too, walk around with like pretend people in our heads. What were my parents going to think if they had been here? What would this person? And we've got to keep this mindset, whether we're actually in with other people, like at church, and we're terrified of what everybody's thinking, or even if we're alone with our children. And I love, say the phrase again, because I want people to write it down. We have to parent to, say it again, so everybody has it in
their heads. We have to parent to connect, not to impress.
Everybody write it down, because that's what it's all about. And when we're really connected and our children feel connected, they feel regulated, we feel more regulated, and everything goes better. Right, Rachel?
Everything does go better, and we can be more creative, we can be more solution-focused, we can be more calm, and all of those things are the things that make us feel more confident.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure. And if folks would like to learn more about Rachel's good work, come on over to CatholicCounselors.com and check out Catholic Counselors Program and Performance Excellence. We're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. We're talking about parenting on our show titled, This Looks Like a Job for a Super Parent. If you'd like to be a more confident Catholic parent, give us a call. We'll help you overcome those challenges today, right after this.
What is idolatry? Idolatry is the worship of false gods. Paragraph 2112 in the Catholic Catechism tells us that Scripture constantly recalls the rejection of idols such as silver and gold fashioned by men's hands. Such empty idols make those who worship them as empty and dead and lifeless as the idols they create. The one true God, on the other hand, is the living God who gives life and who intervenes in history. Paragraph 2113 warns that man commits idolatry whenever he reveres or worships a creature in place of the Creator, whether it be power, pleasure, ancestors, the state, or money. Jesus Christ warned us that we could not serve both God and mammon. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself holy to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Did you know that up to 20% of Americans suffer from serious levels of anxiety? We all feel anxious from time to time, but when anxiety starts harming our health, relationships, or everyday activities, it's probably time to seek some advice. The good news is that anxiety wasn't part of God's blueprint for the human person. It's just one of many symptoms of a world broken by sin. And just as God wants to liberate each of us from sin and death, He wants to free each of us from unhealthy worry and anxiety too. St. Francis de Sales, for example, battled anxiety as a young man. Later in life, he wrote that, quote, "Anxiety is the greatest evil that can befall a soul except sin," unquote. But with God's help, he overcame his anxiety and went on to become one of the Church's greatest spiritual teachers. Even though anxiety disorders have complex physical, psychological, and spiritual causes, God literally created us with the capacity to live in His peace, not just in the next life, but right now. To learn more about God's promise of peace, check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And if you'd like more grace-filled assistance in your battle against fear, worry, or anxiety, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, This Looks Like a Job for Super Parent. It's our humorous way of looking at the fact that, you know, most of us feel like we're not quite up to the job a lot of times of being an effective Catholic parent in today's world. But the truth is, with God's grace, we can do that job of building strong, loving, faithful, joyful, peaceful family lives and raising godly kids. Let's show you how today on More to Life, 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Before we go back to taking your questions, we want to send out congratulations to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating an incredible 22 years with us.
Wow.
Divine Mercy Broadcasting has 7 stations serving Washington State in English and Spanish.
Congratulations to John Haberman, Michael Drollman, and their whole team at Divine Mercy Broadcasting from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you're tuning in to your local EWTN Catholic radio station, make sure you're supporting them, certainly with your prayers, but with your dollars as well. We want to keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong, so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living more faithful and abundant lives. So again, congratulations to John Haberman and Michael Drollman at Divine Mercy Broadcasting and all the good people who are station owners and managers and all of you who are supporting EWTN Catholic Radio. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Today's show titled, This Looks Like a Job for Super Parent. It's our comic way of referring to the fact that most of us, you know, could really use a cape now and again.
and the super power parents come with it, right? You're just like, let me get bitten by like some magical spider. Anything, so anything. I know what to do in this situation, especially when I'm this tired.
But the good news is, with God's grace, we can do it. But give us a call if you are struggling to know how you can feel confident as you'd like to be as a Catholic parent in today's world. You know, are you looking for tools to help your kid overcome particular behavior problems or challenges? Would you like to discover ways to help your children really own their faith or create a more meaningful family faith and prayer life? If you're wondering how you could build a more loving, joyful, peaceful family life in general, whatever your questions are, we want to help you get the skills you need to confidently celebrate the family life God wants for you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, Susie in Ohio sent us a message. I think she needs it right now in her answer, and I can understand why she couldn't fit in a call. She said, what should I do when my 5-year-old son starts being rough to and with his toys? For example, he has a toy golf club, and this morning he started using it as an axe. He started chopping the couch pillows, then his own block tower, and I managed to grab it from him right before he tried to use it on his 3-year-old sister. What should I do? That's Susie in Ohio.
I'm only laughing because I can relate, and it's certainly something.
It's every kid, first of all, especially boys. And we've been there. We've done that, and that's why you're laughing, because you can see it all over again in your brain, can you, Grant?
Yeah, you know, and all right. So I think, you know, the there are two ways you can kind of approach this, right? You know, you can either, you know, say, okay, well, there are certain, you know, in an instance like this, well, you know, if you want to chop, here's what you can chop. But yes. I would suggest, I really wouldn't want him chopping anything necessarily. So I would probably say, okay, well, this is a golf club and we use this for golfing. So I'm going to put this on top of the refrigerator. And when you want to play golf, we will bring it down and do that.
Right. And I think what you're saying, even in your first idea of this is what you can chop, right? It's you can chop if you have crummy couch pillows or extra pillows or something. You can chop these pillows because I like that you're pretending that, you know, you're out in the woods and you're chopping wood. But only the pillows, because if you use it on anything hard, you're going to break your toy. And you may never use it on people. And if you start to use it toward any living thing, you lose this. It goes away till you know how to use it just for the pillows. Anything that your child has that they're being too aggressive with, that they don't know how to use correctly, it is fine to say, you know what? Until you can be calm, and that could be weeks if it has to be, until you know better when to use this and how to use this, it's going up in a closet that you can't reach. And if you got one of these kids who will climb any countertop, get a safety lock for it and put it away. It's, you're not yelling, you're not screaming, you're not saying, you lose this and I'm punishing you. It's just, until we can get you in a place where you can use this rightly, you really can't be using it.
Yeah, because you need to understand, five-year-olds, you know, are still, their brains are still growing. I mean, our brains are still growing into early adulthood, into our early 20s.
But they're really growing at that stage, and their imagination is blossoming, and so sometimes imagination goes outside the bounds of what things should be done.
Imagination is blossoming, but they also don't have an ability to connect actions with consequences.
Exactly.
So they can't consistently say, when I do X, Y happens, right? So that's why we're saying that you know, he may not understand. You know, you might think, well, gosh, you know, how could he not know that he can't use an axe on his little sister? But you know, he really doesn't get, because in his mind he's chopping wood.
Yeah, like, he's, you know, literally, I'll give you an example. In there.
Like, we had a call from a mom once who was talking about a 4-year-old who was beating on the table during dinner. And she said, please stop beating on the table. And he said, I'm not beating on the table, I'm drumming. And she was mad because she thought he was lying. Well, in the 4-year-old brain, he really believed that he was drumming, and he was explaining to his mother that, no, you don't understand what I'm really doing.
And in his mind, I mean, think about that. Think about being a child. Not only was he just drumming, but in his mind, he probably has the whole band around him, and he's got an audience that he's thrilling, and he's literally associated into that make-believe moment.
Now, my point in saying that is not that it's okay for the kid to be beating on the table and making loud noises in the restaurant, or for your son to be using a golf club as an axe on his little sister. Obviously, those are not okay. My point is, from his perspective, he doesn't really get what he's doing at 5 years old. He doesn't understand the consequences of those actions. And so, you know, if you can say, well, you know, you can use it in this way, and he then consistently uses it in that way, great. But if he can't, then we don't want to lead him into temptation by saying, well, you know, look, you're just not in a place where you can use this at this point in your life, so I have to take it away from you until you are a little bit more mature and understand how to use this thing. So that's why I would say, you know, generally speaking, your go-to with any kind of correction is to start by suggesting where and how it would be appropriate for your child to do the thing that they're trying to do inappropriately. If that's not possible, then remove the temptation by taking it away and putting it up on, you know, in a high shelf or whatever. And then saying, you know, when you want to use it for this appropriate thing, we will take it down. Or if he's not able to use it as in an appropriate way because he's just not old enough, then you can take it away until such time that he is old enough. I remember when I was little, I was probably about 5 or 6. My grandfather bought me a pellet gun.
They
were rubber BBs, right? But it was not for a 5 or 6 year old.
But
right?
for a country grandpa like that, and I understand why he did it.
And I had it for maybe a day. And the kid from across the street came over. He was much older than me, but we would play together. And I got frustrated with him, so I tried to whack him over the head with the gun.
So you didn't shoot the pellet out. You tried to use it as an axe, like Susie's son.
So it was explained to me by my parents that I just wasn't old enough to have this toy yet, and I didn't get back until I was 7. You know, and with my parents' supervision. So, you know, it's okay to do that too. All right, thank you so much for the question, Susie. If there's more, we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us. And I want to say, you know, for you and for any other parents who are listening, these are the kinds of questions that we deal with every day on Catholic Home. That's spelled Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. It's an app, but it's not just a regular old app where you can kind of get static information from. It's a place where you can get coaching and community. It's not just another parenting resource. It's really a game changer for Catholic families. In partnership with Georgetown University, we studied Catholic families who created uncommonly close family relationships and successfully raised all of their kids to be faithful Catholic adults. And we built the Catholic Home app to share their secrets with you. You know, with Catholic Home, you're going to get expert parent coaching every day, if you like, to help you feel more confident in your Catholic parenting role. You're going to learn how to raise godly kids, handle behavior challenges with grace, strengthen your family's prayer life, and build more loving, joyful, and connected home life. You can chat daily with me and Lisa and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches for real-time support. Plus, you can get tons of creative resources to help make living the faith at home simple and fun, like monthly downloadable activities, our exclusive Monfidence, Bedatitudes, and Catholic Home podcasts for inspiration and encouragement, parenting tip videos, monthly live stream events, and even a professionally animated cartoon series, yeah, you heard me right, that teaches your whole family what it means to be a dynamic domestic church. We'd love to support your parenting journey. You can get 2 months free when you choose the annual plan for just $149, or pay as you go for $14.95 a month. One subscription covers both you and your spouse and gives your whole family access to all the activities and coaching. With Catholic Home, you really don't have to feel overwhelmed or alone. We're here to help you build the Catholic family life you're looking for. So subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic HOM community.
And it's a perfect time to subscribe because our next live Zoom meeting with all of our members is coming up on July 22nd at 7:30 p.m.
Eastern.
Eastern, thank you. That's always important to say. And we will all be together, and you can ask any questions that you have. You can gain more community with people and feel supported. We'll have a short presentation on the topic of the month, and it's just a great time and very encouraging and upbuilding. So that's on July 22nd. We'll be doing that live, so now is the time to become a member of Catholic Home, Catholic H-O-M.
Hope to see you there. With that, it's time for our break, and it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from the third letter of John, chapter 1, verse 4.
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth.
Now, that is the Apostle John writing to the community of faithful and referring to the faithful as his children. But it applies to our role as parents, too.
Oh, because don't you feel it? Don't you feel it as soon as you hear him say that? Oh, yes, that would be so perfect if all of my children were walking in the truth of the Lord. It just makes you breathe deeper, but it can also make you not breathe at all if you know your children just aren't doing that or heading in that direction.
And, you know, sometimes it feels like we need superpowers to make that happen. But the good news is, with God's grace, we can do this job. And we want to help you do this. So do you sometimes struggle to feel as confident as you'd like to be as a Catholic parent? Are you looking for tools to help your child overcome a particular behavior problem or challenge? Maybe you'd like to discover ways to help your kids really own their Catholic faith, or you're looking to create a more meaningful family faith and prayer life. Maybe just in general, you're wanting a more loving, joyful, peaceful home. Whatever the questions are, we want to help you get the skills you need to confidently celebrate the family life that God is calling you to. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after this break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heartsick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see Him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, This Looks Like a Job for Super Parent. I know there are lots of times as a dad, Catholic dad especially, that I wish I had a cape and superpowers to go along with my job. But unfortunately, that isn't how it works. Fortunately, God does give us the grace to do the job successfully. And with the right tools, we can cooperate with that grace to overcome behavior problems with our kids, to build a really faith-filled family life, and create the family that God is calling us to. Let us help make that job a little bit easier. Today on More to Life, give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Once again, that's 877-573-7825.
Greg, we got a message from Shana, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Indiana. She says, I really had it all together when my husband and I were dating and first married. I had a schedule to my day. I was on top of everything. I always looked put together and actually pretty beautiful. And I created a beautiful home and always had a great meal on the table at the end of our day. But then we had twins 2 years ago, and I just can't do that anymore. I've been in survival mode since before they were born. My husband said the other day that since the twins aren't infants anymore, he's really looking forward to me being, and this is in quote, myself again, and how much he's been missing the woman he married. I'm hurt and furious. I don't know how I can be that person again, and I don't have the time, the energy, or even the interest to put those things on my priority list anymore. But I don't know where that leaves my marriage or what to do about it. And that's Shana in Indiana.
Shana, thank you so much for the question. And, you know, this is something that I think most couples struggle to navigate in one way or another.
And when you're talking twins, they're now trying to struggle twice as much.
Yeah, and so, you know, one of the things that I talk about in both my book, Beatitudes, in our book, Then Comes Baby, is the importance of dad really taking as good care of mom as she is of the kids. Now, that does not mean that dad shouldn't be directly involved in taking care of the kids.
That's
I don't
an
mean that at all.
Caveat, yeah.
But I do mean that, you know, with especially littles like your kids' age, they are going to necessarily be more dependent on you, more, you know, attached to you, and more draining as a result of that.
And two, I want to throw in here, infancy, by all scientific standards, actually goes from birth till the end of three.
At least.
I mean, just in terms of every marker. So he's thinking, oh, they're two. They're not nursing infants anymore. No, they're still babies, but they're mobile babies, and that makes it a zillion times harder. And with two at the same exact age, two zillion times
harder.
So
I'd actually really like you to download the podcast of this show and play our response for your husband so that you guys could really listen to this and talk about it together, about the best way to go forward. I mean, look, you know, I think every husband and wife wants to be taken care of by their spouse. It's one of the gifts of marriage, and there's nothing wrong with wanting that. But I think it's important to manage those expectations with the reality of what you have to deal with. And I think it's important for both of you to sort of sit down and say, look, these are the things that I think we really need from each other to feel taken care of and loved and attended to. How could we work together to make those things happen? Instead of it being one of you saying to the other, hey, I want this, please fulfill this order.
Yeah, yeah. And I think part of this conversation is, first, Shana, deep breaths here, darling, because coming at him with, how could you tell me I have to be this person? Just go to him and say, hey, you said this the other day, and I'm wondering what you meant by that. What are you really looking for or hoping for of my, you know, my old self to come back? Because you've got this litany of stuff, right, that you're missing about yourself. You had it all together. You looked fantastic all the time. You had time to cook full meals. You had all that going on. He may mean all that. He may mean part of that. He may mean none of that. He might just mean, wow, you know, maybe now we'll be able to have a conversation every once in a while. Or, you know, maybe whatever. Fill in the blank. But unless you have that conversation of what you need and what he needs.
And you might think I'm crazy for saying this, but he might have even thought he was being supportive because he thought maybe you'd like to get back to being that person,
too. Oh, that's an interesting point.
You know, I mean, you know, which, you know, you might think, oh, Dr. Greg, you're an idiot and you don't get it. And fine, I get that. But my point is,
at least what he means.
You don't know what he means. And you want to go back to him without any assumptions and say, look, help me understand what you were getting at there. Because I suddenly felt like there was a whole lot of pressure being put on me to do something that I'm not sure how to do. You know, I don't think that's what you meant, but what did you mean? Try to give him the benefit of the doubt, okay? Especially, I mean, you don't indicate that he's not involved as a parent or he's not supportive as a spouse. If you were saying that, I might shift that way of approaching him a little bit differently. But let's, based on what you've shared with us, I'm going to assume that he's, you know, that he loves you, that he tries to be supportive, that he's engaged as a dad. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt and go to him and ask him, what did he really mean by that? Did he, you know, you felt kind of pressured by the comment, but you were hoping that that's not what he meant. Could he talk through that a little bit more? And then, you know, approach this as a project for both of you to work on. It's not him telling you to be something different and figure it out. It's what do you need from each other to feel taken care of at this stage of your marriage and parenting life, and how could you work together to make that happen?
And here's the big superpower. You probably don't know. You're both completely sleep deprived. The last 2 years and more have run you over. This is when you start praying together and saying, Lord, we both want to start crawling out of the hole of all of the having twins thing, pregnancy and birth and raising them to this point, but we have no idea how to be there for each other. We have no idea how to get this all together. We need your grace and help. Please come alongside us as we try to figure this out and enlighten our minds and our hearts.
And be praying that every day. You know, that's not just a one-off prayer. That's something that
Definitely.
That you really need to be doing every day as a couple. Lord, you know, help us to be the husband and the wife that you want us to be to each other. Help us to be the family that you're calling us to be. Show us what that means. And how do we juggle all these different needs and wants and concerns so that we can feel taken care of by each other and still do what we need to do? You know? So if you want more support in this, because we're running out of time here, we've got about 30 seconds before they play us out. So this is the kind of thing that we deal with on Catholic Home every day. It's the Catholic HOM app, Households on Mission, where you can get ongoing coaching and resources to really figure out how to build that marriage and family life that you feel that God is calling you to and that you'd like to have. We'd be happy to continue the conversation on Catholic HOM if you want to download that. But we are grateful for the question, and the good news is this is something that I think every couple has to work out at some point. And you can do it well if you try really hard not to take this personally and instead go back to him, clarify exactly what it is he's asking for, and how the two of you can work together to help each other feel taken care of at this stage of your parenting life. With that, we got to head out, but thank you so much for tuning in. And folks, if you are looking for more ways to be a more confident Catholic parent, again, the Catholic HOM app, it's a great resource for you. But if you'd like more personalized attention, you can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. CatholicCounselors.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.